Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
We're going to be talking about the blessing. So I have to kind of stick to my notes because... actually, I wrote this curriculum, so it's okay, but I have to kind of stay to the time and the curriculum because of the school. So I'm going to do my very best to honor you and to honor God with that. So on Sunday morning, if you were here Sunday morning or if you were watching, or you can always go back and see, God gave a prophetic word, and the word was that there was curses being spoken out, and it was literally trying to stop the spiritual initiative that God's given you. The purpose is to stop the spiritual. See, if there's no initiative, if you don't have spiritual initiative, the devil can just stop you right there. Do you know that God is sending us into a war zone? Are you actually aware that we're being sent into a war zone? And as my mom was talking about the tithe, I was thinking back to where Achan stole the tithe. And they're getting ready to go into battle. Achan steals the tithe, and they end up going in battle. And for the first time, they lose 36 men, die in that battle. God sends them into the war, right? But nobody ever dies. Joshua throws himself on the ground. I mean, he's completely freaked out. Imagine going into war. I'm talking war, right? There's thousands of people, and you lose 36, and you're blown away. Why would they be blown away? Because they were under the covenant. They were under a promise of God that they received and believed and acted on that kept them safe. Amen. It kept them absolutely safe. But when the sin came in and the sin consciousness came in, do you know that sin consciousness will stop you and stop your spiritual initiative? And that's what the devil's after. Because there is a war going on out here. It's for souls. It's for territory. Believe it or not, it's about the airways. There's a lot of things happening. It's about the finances. God owns it all, but here's the thing. He's bringing us into a place. He's bringing into us a place of blessing. Now, don't you think, see, people say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you better believe that there are witch doctors and there is cantations and there's all kinds of wickedness, especially after October 31st. You do realize this place was saturated, this area, with absolute demonic activity. But the church is asleep. They don't know that. And they're playing along with it. I mean, understand, if you lose your spiritual initiative and you think, well, I'm just going to dabble with this and it's just for fun, and you know, and you don't understand that there is that this stuff is deeply entrenched in rituals. Look up what it means to bob for apples. You would be amazed, because the Christians who said, I will not turn from God and worship idols, they were put into boiling water with their face. And this bobbing for apples came about. If they didn't get, I mean, they would just lose their skin. You really need to understand about the jack-o'-lantern and all those things and how it's heavily embedded with witchcraft from its roots and from its foundation. Having said that, on Sunday, we're up here praising the Lord and giving Him worship and giving Him glory. And God begins to show me, open up my spiritual awareness, that there was words that were being spoken, and literally words can be, you could say a declaration, or you can say a cantation. It's accomplished the same way. Two different results, words. Isn't that right? So these things are, there's a warfare that we're engaged with. And Ephesians makes it very clear. The good news is that we are victorious. And if we'll walk in our righteousness, just like the armies of Israel, it won't touch us. We will be shocked when we lose $36. How could it be? Because the expectation is that God is with us and we're under a blood covenant. And the promises are yes and amen. Now, the blessing always overrides the curse. Let me just make that very clear. Now, I want to read a scripture. These are text scriptures that I'm going to put up, and we'll hit these over the next couple of weeks, maybe if it takes 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, to finish this out. Ephesians 1 and 3. He says, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, underline has, it's a past tense verb. It's not gonna, not when you get to the sweet by and by, not if you're good enough, not when you go to church enough or do anything enough. No, he has already blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And I don't know if it's up there. No, but on my notes it is. It says righteousness. You see, righteousness is operated by faith. God has taken us into a place, just like he was taking the Israelites into a place. It's the promised land. It's the promises of God. God's taking us in there, and your ticket is faith. That's your passage. Your entry ticket is faith. Now, this thing flows through righteousness. Righteousness flows when we begin to, as my sister was talking earlier with me, when we begin to understand that it's directly proportioned. The promises of God are directly in proportion to our new identity. Our new identity. So the devil works very, very hard on Christians to have a sin consciousness, because it literally stops the flow of righteousness. If I hear, young people don't mind me saying this, but if I hear one more young service telling me that Jesus is my friend, and we don't mention about the blood because we're afraid, the little ears, or they're going to be offended. See, him being your friend is not what's going to set you free. Him being your friend, I mean, like, even the devil knew him, right? The devil even knew who he was, but he wasn't obeying him, and he wasn't in a covenant with him. See, just a friendship alone, I have an intimacy that goes beyond a friendship. I have a covenant. Amen. Let me talk to you a little bit about some of these. I'm going to go through some text verses, because it's so important that you understand that the blessing and righteousness are attached. My right standing enables me by faith to apply and activate every promise. I must believe the promise, but don't stop there, because a lot of Christians do that. I must receive it in past tense, not I'm gonna get healed. You were healed, right? So I must believe it, I must receive it, and watch this, now I have to apply it and apply it. And then I got to stand having done all. Amen. How many know when they threw them into the furnace, the furnace was a part of, it's a type and a shadow. How many feel like they just came out of a furnace? I mean, I can burn you with a match, but how many times hotter did it get turned up in that? Seven times. I can burn you to death with a match. I really can. Couldn't I? But see, it had to be turned up, because those ovens, to be able to bend iron, those ovens were used to bend iron, and the degrees must be much, much hotter. And I'm telling you today that they can turn it up, but as we stand, having done all, stand, don't bend, don't bow, don't be moved. Amen. Because it's a war out there. Every day you're being sent into a warfare. Every day there's a war zone. And God has equipped you to win every battle. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. So why wouldn't we expect, like, if I lost $36, I'm going to be undone. I expect the blessing to make me rich, because that's something, it's a promise. I've heard it. Faith came. I believed it. I received it. And I apply it. I have the giving. I have the corresponding action. Amen. And you know what? You will never rise above your current confession. That's why you must say, I'll walk in divine health. I'll never be sick another day in my life. People don't like that, but you'll never rise above your current confession. So you better start saying, I walk in divine health. And I'm telling you, there's people, preachers and friends, who will try to water it down, try to make you bend it, try to make it compromise it, try to just get you off it, because you'll never rise above and you'll never obtain those promises that are already done until you believe it is for you personally, receive it and begin to apply it. That's what the blessing does. So not only do you have your part, but now you got to stand and understand that there's a weapon trying to be formed against you, because the devil doesn't want to see you going forth in divine health. Righteousness brings on a boldness. So if there's no boldness, there's something wrong. If somebody can easily talk you out of your healing, something's wrong. There's something's wrong. If someone can, if you don't have enough money and you're discouraged because you don't see enough money, something's wrong. So the blessing is very important. It'll keep you safe. We talked about Psalm 91. Eric and I were talking about, he mentioned Psalm 91. The blessing will make you rich. The blessing will keep you safe. The blessing is the favor of the Lord. The blessing, the anointing is contained in it, but it's all based on your righteousness. And if you have a sin consciousness, you'll stop your spiritual initiative. You won't think you're worthy, and you'll stop right there. So the devil bombards you with wrong friends, wrong channel, wrong everything, right? To try to get you off your mandate, who you are, your identity. You need to start rising up and saying things. Amen? Amen. You'll never receive a promise you didn't believe for. You'll never receive a promise you didn't believe for. Healing is not automatic. It doesn't just fall on you, and neither does righteousness. If you've already been blessed with every spiritual blessing, would you consider righteousness a spiritual blessing? It's not a tangible blessing. It's a by faith for sure blessing. You've already been made righteous. So watch this. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, but by his doing, talking about Jesus, you are in Jesus Christ, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Those four things are spiritual gifts. So all of that, based on Ephesians 1:3, you have the wisdom. See, there's two kinds of spirits I always see spirits in twos, just so you know. They, like, debt and clutter always go together. Here's two more for you. Poverty and wanting. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Okay, there's a spirit of want. I'm not satisfied. I'm always wanting. Wanting will make you make wrong decisions. You want something, you're going to make a wrong decision. You have no patience. You want it. You don't. You just throw all caution to the wind, because that spirit, see, one will keep you. The spirit of poverty keeps you broke, keeps you down. The other one allows you to walk, will walk with you, but it'll help you make wrong decisions and get on the wrong path. You have all four spiritual gifts in that verse. Just the four right here: righteousness, sanctification, wisdom, and redemption. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Romans 1:17, for it is in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. You are righteous.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio program, Verse by Verse, on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and